Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here, hoping to help us stay focused in on God's Word and all that He is teaching us in it by humbly going before Him and prayerfully reading His Word. And today we continue in Judges. We're in chapter 2 now and want to just keep on reading. So we have some interesting change here. They've been conquering or trying to conquer. And apparently, not only are they not kicking out the Canaanites, but they seem to be making covenants with them. So let's see what happens here. Chapter 2, verse 1. Now the angel of the Lord went up from Gilgal to Bochim, and he said, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you into the land that I swore to give to your fathers. I said, I will never break my covenant with you, and you shall make no covenant with the inhabitants of this land. You shall break down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. What is this you have done? So now I say, I will not drive them out before you, but they shall become thorns in your sides, and their God shall be a snare to you. As soon as the angel of the Lord spoke these words to all the people of Israel, the people lifted up their voices and wept, and they called the name of that place Bochim, and they sacrificed there to the Lord. When Joshua dismissed the people of Israel went each to his inheritance to take possession of the land, and the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great work that the Lord had done for Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110 years, and they buried him within the borders of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres, in the hill country in Ephraim, north of the mountain of Gosh, and all the generations also were gathered to their fathers, and there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or walk or work that he had done for Israel. All right, we'll stop right there. So two very distinct things are happening here. One, we're sort of having a review. Hey, let's just review. Joshua died, and now we're going to start dealing with the people that didn't see the great works, the next generation. In between Joshua dying and this generation, there is a generation that had seen, and they were supposed to be taking over, finishing up the work that Joshua had started, and that's the beginning of chapter 2. So the angel of the Lord comes up from Gilgal. Now Gilgal is the encampment of the Israelites when they first crossed over the Jordan River and camped outside of Jericho. So before the walls of Jericho came down, they established Gilgal. Bochim is debated if this is Bethel. Many think it is Bethel. Others say it's another place where the children of Israel encamped near Bethel. Regardless, it is going to be called Bochim or the city of weeping, because Israel is going to weep here. So here's what's going on, that there's a new generation that's come up. They are not listening clearly. They're not fully following the instructions of the Lord. They have apparently made covenants with some of the people, and they are not destroying the idols of the Canaanites. And so they are starting to worship these Canaanite idols, if by no other means, by not destroying them. So they are definitely the more powerful army and should be able to have no problem destroying these idols, but they are not. And so they have this visit from the angel of the Lord, and none of them try to debate it. So a couple of interesting things here just for us to note is that the charge that is brought against them is double-edged. One, you've broken the covenant. So in other words, you have covenanted with others and you have disobeyed the covenant. So you are, by not tearing down these idols. So think about how we are to walk with the Lord and realize that it's not just words we say on Sunday, but it is how we actually live our life Monday through Saturday as well, and the rest of Sunday, right? So how are we doing that? How are we living by faith, trusting the Lord, yet doing the things that God has called us to do, or doing the things that we know we need to do. We need to work so that we can have the funds or have the food to feed our family. We need to be educating our children so they themselves can also read and read God's word. And we need to be reasoning with our neighbor so that we have an opportunity, if we have an opportunity to share the gospel with them, that we're able to do that. We should do that anyway. But to develop those relationships so that we can speak into their lives, especially when bad things happen. That's usually when people are more open to what a Christian may have to say, is when their life is not going well. So how are we doing in those few things and not getting sidetracked by all the stuff of the world? So the Israelites here have been sidetracked or not finishing the task at hand, and they're quickly getting sidetracked. And we have a whole new generation, and we're learning that we have a generation that did not see or know of what God had did in the days of Joshua. And so that would lead back to the days of Joshua and Caleb, all the way back to what happened in Egypt and all that that has transpired over the last, well, when from the time Joshua is 40 to 110, so that's 70 years. Those 70 years are now behind them, and there is now a new generation that does not know what happened during those 70 years. See how forgetful we are? We really need to make sure that the next generation knows what God has done in this generation and before. And that's why we need God's word, and that's why we need to gather together, and that's why we need to instruct our children, and that's where Deuteronomy 4 and 5 are so valuable. All right, I've said enough. Hope you have a good day. God bless you. Talk to you soon.